Huh?
Yeah.
It's a correct system.
Correct?
Is it different?
No, different. The correct system. But you can have an automatic system.
You should have put a disclaimer. I put a disclaimer on the top.
So we left off by Mem Beit. Lo yistake l'afilu be'akeva ve'lo yivim mekonmet ha'mechusin sheba. Shulchan Aruch says when the Yishas Anida, so you're not allowed to be mistake, you're not allowed to look at any place which is normally covered. Now, the definition of normally covered, so in the parentheses you see from the Igros Moshe, that it means those places which are normally covered at home, not in Eretz Yisrael. That's the way she normally would dress at home in front of her husband, under normal circumstances, in front of her family. So that's what she normally would have to cover in front of her husband, which is a need. Which would mean that if she would normally walk around with her hair uncovered, then she would be allowed to walk around with her hair uncovered in front of her husband when she's a nida. However, I have a note there that the Mishnah Berurah says that in general, a woman should not walk around with her hair uncovered. It's from a Zoya, of the Kabbalah, that a people that call for her bias shouldn't see her hair uncovered. Now, because of that, so it comes down to Mem Gimel. When a woman is ready to give birth, so that's always a controversial issue, can you go into the delivery room with the woman or not? So strictly speaking, of the halacha, you're not allowed to look at any place of an isha who's a nida is normally covered. So to look at the birthing process, obviously would involve same places that are normally covered when she's a nida, because Ayoledes is a din of a nida, and that would be awesome. The person shouldn't see the birthing process, which is why you may have seen in the newspapers many times, in the Yiddish papers, but if you go to the Torah with signs and this, that people go into the delivery room with their wives, it could be over an issue. As far as the istaklus of Isha Nida, the koimot that are normally mechus. Nara halacha, which is definitely chetshuva. You're not allowed to smell her perfume, her psalmim, even if her psalmim are not on her. This tshuva brings it from one of the Achronim, who learns it from Suga Bashashanim. Even though that's obviously not what the pasuk means, it's Azan Asmachta, that you shouldn't smell her perfume. Oh, Kol B'Isha Erva, I tried to leave it out. You caught it. Okay. Kol B'Isha Erva, the Gemara says in Brachas, in other places, that the call of an Isha, who's an Erva, you're not allowed to listen to. Now, Poshit speaking, huh? Well, it means a singing call, it doesn't mean the speaking call. That means, so Aisha, who's a Nida, is an Erva to everybody. And so therefore, Poshit would be also to hear her sing while she's a Nida. That's the most Poshit way of learning. Now, whoever doesn't learn that way is not learning Poshit. But there are Achroinim that want to taina that when Isha Lebaila, such a thing might be Mutta. I would imagine that anybody who's consulted with their own Rav for advice on this, but Poshit, it's something which is awesome to listen to Isha, who is a Nida, to sing singing. To Yichud? You mean, why would it be Mutta? So, the reason I want to tie it to Mutta is because Itzaklus and Aisha Nida is also Mutta, except in those Mekonos that are normally Mechusa. They don't want to make a Kava Koyman. You're allowed to look at Aisha, a person is allowed to look at his wife when she's a Nida. There's no Issa. In those places where that are normally, uncovered. A person has to look at his wife when she's a Nida. A person is certainly not allowed to look at another woman even when she's not a Nita, and then she's Ish, or even had a Pnuyah. The Gemara says in a few places that sometimes looking at a woman with the Taiva is even worse than Tashmish Amita itself with that woman. It's all kinds of terrible Isurim. So the Achronim want to find it, the ones that are Mati, I'll tell you what the Heter that they want to say is that since you're allowed to look at a Isha, you know, a Baal is allowed to look at his wife when she's a Nida. In those Mekoimas which are normally uncovered, and that he certainly wouldn't be allowed to do to another woman, right? So he wants to say, and the call, the Isha Erva, is less than that, certainly less of a Nida than looking at her with the Taivadik eyes. So Meila, by Ishta Nida, that should also be less, and that should be more. That's what I want to learn. It's like you do this from Soifa in Koshim Mishpat, that it says that a Nuya who's not a Nida, you would be allowed to listen to Kol Isha, she wants to be Mitzarza. But Pashit, that's all not Pashit. Pashit called the Isha is Earth. Yeah.
Is it Shabbos
Mios also? That was, we're talking about Shabbos Mios, yeah. I mean, that's one of the things we're talking about, right?
If you normally listen to your wife when she's
Well, even if that's the question. That's exactly what we're talking about. Normally, if she's not a Nida, then there's no Isha. The question is if there is when she's a Nida. I mean, most of them hold that to be also. Now, the Gemara says, "Bekoishi itiru lehiskashim in many doisim." Shulchan Aruch passes that way that they found bekoishi. In other words, Chazal found it shver to say, but they were matirit. They didn't want to be matirit, but they were matir for a woman to be miskashet, you know, to put on makeup and jewelry or whatever to beautify herself when she's a Nida. And it's interesting because the Medrash says that that it's an Isur Gomer, but she's not allowed to do that when she's a Nida. And the Medrash means Tzukim. So the Maisa is that the Shulchan Aruch says it's Mutter, but the Koshi Itirula. They didn't want to be Matrit, but the Koshi Itirula. Why were they Matrit? So it is Gane Albay. They're very much afraid that that her spouse should find her a gnai in his isha, so the master has to be miskashet, even though she's a nida, so she was his gane al baila. But the Achronim say that she should be mayat bekach when she's a nida. She should be mayat in the kishutim while she's a nida. Now there's another halacha Shulchan Aruch which I don't even bring it because I don't believe the minhag is like that. But in Shulchan Aruch it says the mechaber says. She has a special bag that she wears when she's a Nida to always remind her and him that she's a Nida. And it doesn't have to be a complete bag. It can be a special bracelet that she wears or something of that sort. But I believe that the minhag is not like that. I never saw it brought in any of the kitzur for him. Such a lot of the Shulchan Aruch it says it. And a lot of the Achronim want to put the two together. That this that they were mate her, the koshi tiral is kashet, the mate is kashet, has to do with the fact that she's wearing a special baguette anyhow to remind them that she's a nida. So later, when you want to tie in and say, if you don't have that, if you don't have that special baguette, then the koshi of the kashet is even more, and then we should be mafkin on that. But that's college, the few matrigos, everybody has to know. But Rabbi Kiva was very worried about. Answering the kashish of this Daniel Bayer. So that has to also be weighed, taken into account.
What if you have a chasm when you're in a meeting?
Then it's mutter. Now, there's another issa. I think the Gemara says in Tzubas, the kol melacha she isha, or it's the Bible, any melacha that a woman normally does for her husband, so she's allowed to do when she's a nida also. And there are exceptions. And one of those exceptions is that she shouldn't be. Moisek the kois for him. Yeah? Zasura lo limsok le hoishit la kois. She's not allowed to either pour for him a kois or to hand him a kois, and the same thing goes for a Michael, unless she does it with some sort of a shino. So all these things have to be done with a shino, and that's halacha. What's the shino? So when she puts it down on the table, instead of putting it right in front of him, a little bit to the side, she normally put it down with her right hand, she could put it down with her left hand. All those that she knew him that she should do, in the serving of either a kois of food on the table. That's a different halacha than handy. Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah, that's what to be measured the food means. That she should do that with the shini. If it's in front of him. He doesn't know about it.
What about vice versa for a man, for a woman?
We'll see that. Yeah? However, kois mayim, something that's not a choshev a drink, and I would imagine with manenu or soda would be under that category also. You don't need any soda shina because that's not called choshev. If she's serving also the bnei bayis, now she's bringing a serving plate, not only for her husband, but for everybody who's sitting by the table, then no shinui is required. Making the bed, it's also shaloi, it's muta shaloi b'ponim. If he's not there, she's allowed to make the bed any way she wants. But the karim and the kastos, shehu tareach muta. Now the karim and the kastos is not clear exactly how their beds were, but it seems that that's the blanket and the pillows or fixing the mattress, things that are very big tircha, and there's nothing romantic about that, and that was muta. But the setting, the fluffing the beds, and that type of a thing, so that was also shaloi b'ponim. The fun of it was also because of it can be maybe with the chivur. Okay. Now, another issue. Asura litzak l'mayim lichot ponov yodov v'raglu. And this seems to be an issue chomer. The very machmer and this is that she's not allowed to pour for him water so that he can wash his face, hands, or feet, or kol shekhen his whole entire body. Huh? We don't have that problem today. Why don't we have that problem today? Huh?
What about Nagelbach?
Well, we'll get to that. Yeah? In other words, she couldn't say to him, I prepared a bath for you and fill up the bathtub. She could not do that. That would be also out pouring the water for him to imach it upon of Yodov Virago. We'll soon see why this is chomer. Also, huh? This is Shalai B'Ponov, if he knows about it. I'll tell her. She can't tell him, by the way, I prepared the bath for you. Water heater? No, it doesn't say that. Litzok L'mayim doesn't say to heat up the water. Okay, now, Negelwasser. So Negelwasser, to bring him Negelwasser, so that those that are mate and those that are after. Because there are those that hold that even a rechita shel mitzvah is also, in a sense, it would be by my machron. The what? Well, the same thing. It says that also, that the Bnei Bai should bring it rather than his wife. Okay. Hmm?
Is the first officer, or is the
what?
Husband allowed to bring for his
wife? Yeah. Is the husband allowed to bring for his wife? No, that would be Muslim. Yeah. Now also, what they could do is, if he has no Negelwasser, and so she says to him, hey, I have no Negelwasser, I don't want to walk down the hours without Negelwasser. So I mean, too bad, so stay in bed all day. So what she could do is she can bring the water, but he should turn to the side and not see that. Then they're all the Achronim in my mind. If he turns to the side and doesn't see her bringing it, then there will be, that would be most. Even though by preparing a bath, there's no such heter that he has not to be there. If she tells them, by the way, I prepared a bath, so that's something that's romantic, and that would be awesome.
What about just putting it there the night before?
Hmm?
What about just putting it there the night before?
Then it's not Shimon, the fun of would be Mutter. By the way, it is shy for a husband to do this himself. It's not the worst thing in the world. To prepare the Negelwasser the night before. It's not really that hard. Yeah. Okay. Now, there's another issue. Also, loy limzak lakoshel yain, or shar mashke koshu. Now, he is not allowed to prepare to be moizek for her a kosh yain or any other mashke koshu. What that means is that he can't pour her yain. And not only can he pour for her yain, but he can't send her yain either. That creates a problem always by Kiddush. While he's making Kiddush, and he wants to give her yain to be toim from the kiddush, so he's not allowed to do that because he can't pour for her yain. What's the eitzah? So if there's a rav b'nei bayis, they're not the only ones there. So let's say for a lemoshel, he pours five little cups of wine. So So he can pour the five little cups of wine, and that's not called that he's been meyakeh for her a kois. And then she go ahead and take whichever one of those koises she wants. If they're there by themselves, and that's not the eitzah, so then the Mizgeres HaShulchan says there's only one eitzah that's valid al pi halacha, and that is that he drinks from the kois, or he pours for himself to drink from the kois, whichever way he normally does it, puts down the kois in front of himself, and then she'll have to come and take it. But he's not allowed to in any way pour her a kois, or send her the kois of yain for Kiddush. If you what? What do you mean? So you can't pour it for her? Huh? Children? So if you pour it for the children, so you can pour it as many as you want. Oh, it's a separate one for her, then you wouldn't be allowed to do that. So good. If she has a special course, then you know it's hers, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. Right? Because that's being a yachet of her choice. I would say Mashke Choshu is maybe. Grape juice, I don't know. Anything that's for Kiddush, it's Choshu, schnapps, liqueur, that's all Mashke. I would say soda or water is not a Mashke Choshu. Yeah, that's it.
If she normally drinks from your
cup, can
you drink?
Fine, she can drink from your
cup. And,
then she can take your cup next to her? No.
Well, in between you?
No. Mm-hmm. You can be meyakar for her in any way. Just put it in front of yourself, and then she can take it and drink it. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people wonder how women feel about this, or how men feel about this, that they're being mistreated of any sort of that thing. And Chas v'Shalom, that it certainly doesn't mean that. And it certainly shouldn't give over that type of a feeling to a woman. These are all halachas that are very specific halachas that come not to prevent COVID. Now, you won't find in Shulchan Aruch anywhere, in Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei in Yoredeya, where all these halachas are, that you're not allowed to be mechabed your wife, or that you're not mechuyev to be mechabed your wife, or she's a need. There's a difference between COVID, and there's a difference between showing chiba. Chiba meaning a chiba that can come to Tashmish Amita. Now there's a natural chiba between a man and his wife, and there's a chiba that brings to Tashmish Amita. All these are chokas that are in Kuf Tzadik Hei are to prevent chiba which can bring to Tashmish Amita. That doesn't mean that a husband doesn't have to treat his wife with covet when she's a neder. Yeah? With the same amount of covet that he always has to treat her, even when she's not a neder. And we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Is there a difference between pouring from a man to a woman or a woman to a man?
According to many achronim, no. According to a lot of achronim, there is a difference that a man can pour. Oh, the only issue is that a man can't pour, but a man could serve his wife food. A shank and the other way, a woman can't pour or serve food, but there are achronim that are not mechalit, and they hold that both of them have to be done with the shini. Except that the mezigas kois, the kois choshev shel yain, there shinui doesn't help. In other words, if you pour it with the left hand, that still doesn't help. Because that's more of a romantic, you know, to mezigas a kois of yain, that's more of a romantic type of action. Now. That's nothing romantic about this. I would say that's not. That's not a mashke choshu. She can do that too, yeah. As long as you don't meyakeh that for her. That's fine.
What about coffee?
Not sure. Could be it is. Could be. I mean, you pour somebody a cup of coffee.
Make coffee, two cups, right? One for you, one for
you. Can make the coffee as long as you don't pour it for her.
No, pour. You want to pour two cups.
Yeah.
Bring both to the table and we want to see the drink. Can you do that?
If you bring it with a shino, you can do it. I don't think put it. Don't put it in front of her. Put it. Bring it with your left hand. So. I'm not so sure. I'm not sure whether I consider mashke choshev or not. Okay. Now, we already mentioned last week. We'll cover it over quickly. That is a machloikis between the mechaber and the ramor. In general, whether the harchokas. Whether touching an isha, who's a neder, or any one of the arayas, without chiba, you know, not attaching, which is chiva that can bring to Tashmish Amita, whether that's an Issa Deraisa or Derabban. As I mentioned, a Mechaber, in Shulchan Aruch, it's an Issa Deraisa, and Deramol, it's an Issa Derabban. Now, if you hold it's an Issa Deraisa, so then taking care of a woman who is a choyle, even if Yeshba Sakona, would be also good to see her Bel Yav. But we don't paskin like that, we already mentioned, we paskin like the Ramah, and the Ramah, and even the Tzvardim in this case, by the way, paskin like the Ramah, that it's not the Horeb Bel Yavar to help one of their Arayas who is, one of their Arayas is a Choyle, she has the Sakon. Or even according to the Ramah, even if Engor Sakon, it's not the Horeb Bel Yavar. The Nisa the Rabbanon, and the Makum Choyle, the Rabbanon will make them. Yeah. Because it's given a rise. Any Issa arise, that's the arise. Whether it's an Issa Misa or Chorus or Lav. Yeah? It's called Avizraya to give it a rise, and that's the Horeb Bel Yav. So there's no such thing as an Issa arise, the arise, that's not the Horeb Bel Yav. So if you hold that, neither is certainly one of the arise. It's in the parsha, the arise, it's on that list. So if you hold that Negia, that's not a Negia Shul Chiva. It's an Issa Deraisa, then it's a Horeb Bel Yav. If it's a Negia Shul Chiva, the Kulam, it's a Horeb Bel Yav. Yeah. Now, that brings us to the last two halach. So if we is a Choyle, and he doesn't have anybody to take care of him, so she's allowed to take care of him. The only thing she should try and avoid doing is Archotz of Bon of Yotha Viraglov, Be'atzos Amita Lefon. Those things she should not do for him. If that's also very difficult, then you can be makel on that too. Now the Achronim do say that she has to avoid touching him directly. So if Rachmana Litzlan, he needs to be helped to sit down or help to get up or to lay down, these type of things. But Achronim advise that she should use a matlis, some kind of a shmata, rather than hold him directly. And the same thing the other way. Except the other way, the Lechem Esimla says that being that the other way, many Achronim hold that it's also, that if she's sick, he's not allowed to help her. So if at all possible, if they can afford it, so then they should hire somebody to help her rather than he should go ahead and help her directly. That's the end of the Achokas. Now, in the previous year, somebody asked, how should you treat your wife when she's not a leader? I didn't exactly understand what the question had to do with Hilchos Nidah, but the question was asked, so what I did is I took the liberty to take a few of the chazals that talk about this. And the first one is a Gemara in Chulin. Who doesn't have? And even though hopefully this is all a double caution by everybody, but it's good to talk about it. Yeah.
Would you like to go first?
No, that's a different one. That's a different one. Yeah? The Gemara in Chulin.
Megillah,
you have?
Yeah, first Megillah.
Okay, so give me a sheet. Okay. Shaul HaTalmidah is Rabbi Zeira. Bamehirachta Yomim. Talmidim, there's a whole sugya in Megillah. Bamehirachta Yomim, Bamehirachta Yomim, Bamehirachta Yomim. So that's Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, Omer Lahem, Mi Yomai, Lohikpadikti B'toch Beisi. I never had any peda in my house. Now it's, no matter what they did in my house, I didn't scream and yell. I was always able to control my peda. And the Achronim say that what he did is that whenever he felt a peda, even though it was the rightful reason for him to feel this peda, rather than act on it, he would walk out of the house and cool off. And I'll tell you a Maaseh Shehoya. I was taking a tour in Eretz Yisrael by, I forgot his name, he's a real lad. What's the name of the tour guide? That's a real lad in Eretz Yisrael. Kaufman, Gershon Kaufman. So Gershon Kaufman, so I asked him, tell me something that's not Litzonis. You know, you told me all kinds of Litzonis, tell me something serious. So he told me, when he was a kid, so he was learning Eitz Chaim. In Yerushalayim, the famous Eitz Chaim. And he was a very wild kid. I mean, he still is very wild, you could tell. And what he did is he took his whole class across the border in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was then split. So he took the This whole class, 28 kids across the border, to steal pomegranates from an Arab. From an Arab cigar. When he came back, the Rabbi Levin Zichron Livracha, the Tzadik Yerushalmi. So he, you know, he was a famous Tzadik Yerushalmi. So he caught him. So he took him in the office or whatever they had in Eitz Chaim, he was the Mashgiach. And he said to him, you know, Gershon, to waste, that's kicking a patch. You know, for what you did, you have to get a patch. So he said, I accept the Zardin. You know, I said, you're mistaken a whole class, you put him in Sakon. He says, yeah, I accept the Zardin. I'm ready to take the patch. So he sat him down on a chair, and he went to the sink, filled up a course with water, washed his hands, he was washing Nagel Russell, dried his hands, went over to Gershom Kaufman and gave him a patch. So Gershom Kaufman asked him, I understand the whole thing, but what was the washing the hands all about? So he said, you can never give a patch to Kaufman. That was just so that the car should cool off before I give the patch. So that's what the Achronim say about this Gemara also. You know, there's a way that a person can control the kpedus. And the Eitzah is that whatever it is that a person is to do in his house, whatever the kpeda is, you know, a cool-off period, that would be an Eitzah. So we have to go wash their hands. You know, every time you have to go ahead and you get angry at your kids or at your mother or at your wife, you go wash your hands. You know what I mean? So then that would be a good Eitzah. The next Gemara, Omer Rabbi Loi, and Oilam Mitzrayim, Ela Bishvil Mishaboyle Mesatma Bishat Meriba. The Oilam is only a Kiyum because of those that are able to keep quiet at the time of a fight. Shenema Toile Eretz al Blima. The whole Eretz is hanging on Blima and silence. That's one of the titles of the word Blima. Then similar type of Gemara, but in order for so it could be Shalom. Toilem, the controlling the anger, is a tremendous, tremendous leader. Then it says in Chulin Daf Pei Dalet, Maidek says, Toif ish choynen umal v'yichalkel dvar of the Mishpat. The Pasuk says in Tilem, a person who is choynen, who gives of himself umal and he lends himself, yichalkel dvar of the Mishpat. He should split his dvar in the Mishpat. Le'oilem yoichal odom v'yishte, pochus mimashe yeshlo. When a person comes to feed himself, he should feed himself less than what he can afford. But as far as dressing, clothing, should be as much as he could afford. But as far as covet for his wife and his children, that is mechuyev to do more than what he even can afford. Because they are relying on him. And he's totally under Ribbono Shel Olam. Same as Gemara in Chulin. The Rashi is here. Rashi explains what it is. But we see one thing klar, that the Gemara says klar, that when it comes to covet, a person is mechuyev to be mechaber his wife more than he's mechuyev to be mechaber himself. Yeah? Then it's another Gemara in Yevamos. Hoy v'tishto kegufoy. You'll know that the shalom in your oil. So you see in the Gemara that there's such a thing as a hava for a isha, and the hava for an isha has to be kegufo, but it's a separate thing, and that separate thing is covet. The covet for a isha, that has to be yoise migufo, more than you mechabit yourself. And I'll tell you another mice that I was lucky to see many times. I used to, when I was just married, so I used to have a Seder with our Moshe Freisel at 4 in the morning. So I had to go pick him up at 4 in the morning. When I went to pick him up, so I couldn't blow the horn in front of the Rebbe Zichrono Livracha's house at 4 in the morning. So he used to get out of the car and he used to lightly tap on the door and then he would come out and go to yeshiva. Many times I would tap on the door. And Rav Shlomo Zichrono Livracha would open the door. And he would tell me, yeah, Moshe Dorif, come on in, let's have a coffee. And sometimes the coffee would last, sometimes an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes it would come late for minute, you know, for the 7:30 minute. But every morning, around 6 o'clock in the morning, Rav Shlomo Zichrono Livracha would get up from his chair, He would go outside, pick up the New York Times, which was delivered every day, and he would take it, bring it into the house. He would, then it was already folded. In those days, they didn't put it in bags. It was folded like, I don't know if you remember that. You know, like inside like this. And he would put it on the chair next to him. He would bring a cup and a saucer and a spoon and the sugar. And then the Rebbetzin would cut down and he would serve her coffee. That's Mechabdo Yosef Mikuch. And he'd do this every single day. And from what I understand, he did this Gemara his whole life. He served his wife coffee and the New York Times every morning when she came down at 6 o'clock. So there's something to learn from that. And then the famous Maaseh works from Zalman Orbach. And when you mechavit somebody, what's part of covet? You have covet for Ribbono Shel Olam. Covet for Ribbono Shel Olam means to put a meeting and say, maybe I shouldn't come in. You have must have the covet, you could guess. Somebody you've been mechavit, that you clean yourself up and straighten out your hat. Said, no, he did that for his wife. And the mechavdo yoyse migufo. You mechuit to mechavit your wife more than you are mechavit yourself. The Gemara says about Metzio. The oilam ye odom zohi b'oinoz ishtoi. A man should be very careful to Oinoz not to fool his wife, meaning Oinoz Dvorim, Rashi says there. The Tzairo, to be Metzair, his wife. Shemitoich Shedim also Metzuya, because if she'll have a tear coming out of her eyes, if that'll happen, Oinoz Kroiva. So Rashi, Oinoz Kroiva Lova, Puronos Oinoz Mimahar Lova, the Puronos will come. And with this Hakdama, we can see the next Gemara in Bar Metzia. Omer Abchelbot. Le'olam yehodom zori bekovet ishtoi. She'en brocha metuya betoch beisha shel odom, elo bishvil ishtoi. His only brocha that's found in the house of an odom is only because of his wife. She'nemar, u'le'avram heitiv ba'avura. That Avram had heitiv ba'avura, davad it's matzmachta, behind the omel, who rovel ev nebechuzo. Okiru le'neshaychu, ki heichid et isaru. Be moiker your wife so that you come to Ashirus. The brocha for Ashirus, to be mechabit your wife. And then the Gemara in Ksubas, you can explain even better with the Gemara in Bar Metzia. The other Rabbi Chumoy, have a shkiach kameh de rovah be mechuzah. He was learning by rovah in mechuzah. Have a rogel de have a osi lebeisa, kol ma li yomer de kippurah. And he used to come home and erv yom kippah. Same with Gemara. Yom achad, mishkasi shmaisa, one time he got delayed in the learning, he got involved. Have a maskeh di vitzayu, hashta osi, and his wife was going back and forth, saying, oh, he'll come any minute. She was getting nervous. Lost, and he didn't come. Cholash died, so she got worried. Och is the mosa meina, and a tear came out of her eye. Who yot have Yosef, the igra, and Rabbi Chumoy was standing on the roof. Ach is igra, the roof collapsed. Mituse, venoch nafshi. Mituse from underneath him, venoch nafshi, and he died. That's the Gemara in Bar Metzia, that the Puranas is kor of lava from a tear of a woman's eye. And so you shouldn't think that all these Gemaras are agadita, so I bring here Shtikul Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Benezra Simanayim in the Chelkat Mechoiket. That's the Noise Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch and Benezra, Sifkot and Gimel. Shulchan Aruch there, talking about how much Mezoinus a man is required to give his wife. So the Chelkat Mechoiket says that our Mesidor Loshen Aramba. Loi mashma ken. It's not mashma like in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it seems to say that if a person is an oni, so whatever he eats, he's mechuyah to give his wife also. Certainly not less. And the chelkas mechoyket lehaloch is choylek on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says like the Ramba, elomayre beocheles imoy, when she's eating with them. Ashi hu oichel pas chareva, even though he only eats pas made out of choriz. A choriz is not a pig. Carrot. Even though he can't afford to buy food, and all he's eating is carrot, but his wife is mechuyah to be mechabit more, and he has to give her more food than he has to give himself. So you see that halacha psuka, this Gemara before that we tend to look at as a piece of agadita, it's a halacha psuka that the Rambam paskens in a case where you absolutely can't afford it. It's tarka day kasa, all you're eating is carob. You're still mechuyev to go ahead and feed your wife more than that. And then the last thing is of this Yosef and Benezra, that the Chari is such a double posture, but it's good to see it, that the Beis Yosef says in Ebenezer, Sim Kuf Nun Dalet, where it says Ois Gimel, that's in the new print of the Ebenezer, where you have Ois here, in the new print of the Beis Yosef. Mosrozi Bechuas Rabbeinu Simcha, Hamakes Ishtoi, Rachmanowitz, when somebody hits his wife, Mekubalni, so I have a Kabbalah, Shesh Yosef Lehachme, Bimemakes Chaveir, that he has to be more Machme than if a person is Makes Chaveir. Shebechaveiro ino chayef bechvoido. Because you know, mechuyot mi mechaber is chaver. Vishto chayef lechavdo yoise mi gufo. Yehoise kein, yesh lehachrimo, lehnadoiso, lehalkoiso, lehoncho. Yes, put him in cherem, and in nidui. And to give him malkas, and to give him oinshin. They call me neridui, all kinds of ideas. They have locus yodo, and you can even cut off his hand. In roga bakach, if he's used to doing that. Like the Gemara says, it's on Hedrin. If he writes a lot, he ought to be eating soup. And if she wants to, they can force him to give. And then the Beis Yosef goes on, if you want to look in there, you can see that you can take goyim to beat him up, to force him to give a get, which you wouldn't normally do. But when the Beis Yosef says there to cut off his hands, he doesn't mean that, you know, he means mamish cutting off his hands. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So this is just because we learned the Harfokas. So we want to know that all these cases of Tovet for Anisha, they all apply even while she's a Nida. None of these things that are the Archokas have anything to do with Tovet. There's other Gemara. The Gemara says if your wife is shorter than you, when she speaks to you, you should bend down to listen to her. She shouldn't stand up like this, so she shouldn't have to talk up to you. That's part of the Tovet. That all would be Muta, even when Anisha is a Nida. Okay, that's the end of the Archokas. Now we're going to more technical type of halakha. Now, the Zaynikim. So if you remember from the first year, or even if you don't, so we know that our Noshim are all considered as Zava. So we metire as Zava, so you need Zaynikim. Yeah? Now before, we're not going in order Shulchan Aruch now, but we're going to go in order of what happens. Before a woman can start the Zaynikim, so we know that we have to wait 5 days. What are these 5 days for? I want to learn a Shtikul Beis Yosef inside because it's a little bit complicated, but we'll straighten it out. The Perek Benoit Kusim. Mor says in Nidah. Boi Romi Bar Chama. Polete Shikva Zera Mao Shetisto Bediva. The woman is Polete Shikva Zera. What that means is, after a woman has relations with her husband, so the Zera of her husband, when that Zera comes out of the group of the Isha, that's called a poiletes shichva zera. So if a woman is poiletes shichva zera, ma'u shetista beziva, what's the thing as far as it being toister, the shiva nekim? Roy have, the sosra adilma noigas have the loy sosra. Is she called that she saw a tumor, or she touched tumor? Now shichva zera itself is tumor. So when it's the shichva zera coming out of her, when it's metamaher, was it metamaher because she had a flaw of Shikva Zera, you know, that's called a roye, or because she came in contact with the Shikva Zera. That if she were to be poiled Shikva Zera in the 7 clean days, would that cancel the 7 clean days? Well, let's just take it a step at a time. Yeah?
If she's part of the Shifa Zera in the Shiva Nekiyim, it doesn't cancel the entire Shiva Nekiyim, but it cancels one day of the Shiva Nekiyim. So now she is part of the first day of the Shiva Nekiyim, so now it cancels that day, and you have to start over again. But if she's part of it on the second day of the Shiva Nekiyim, then the first day counts, second day doesn't count, so you need to add an additional 6 days. We don't have to do to the rest of this, but then we have to skip to the end of the Beis Yosef, which is the Kaimelon Kerabonon at the end. The Amri Reper Rabbi Akiva, the Sheish Oino Shleimos Boinon Lepleita. Shein Shichvazera Mesareches Elo Leachavov Oino Shleimos. In paragraph Akiva, so everybody, I'm sure somebody at one time or another you learned this Gemara, the Gemara Kabbalah Satorah. So the Gemara by Kabbalah Satorah is a big machloikis there. When Kabbalah Satorah was, yeah? Was it on what we hold Shavuos, or was it on Zayin? And the halacha that Yosef says here, time alone that you need both oinus. Now, 6 12-hour periods, the shikvazer that comes out of Anisha is metameher. What does that have to do with Kabbalah Satoyah? So very quickly, they couldn't be mekabel toyer until they were tohor from Paleta Shikvazer. So if he took 12 oinus, then they would have to separate from their wives 72 hours before Kabbalah Satoyah. If it's only 5 oinus, then it would be 60 hours. And if it's 4 oinus, then it would be 48 hours and so on. And it's a big machlok is there in the Gemara. So the halacha, the discussion says we pasken that for 72 hours, you know, 6 12-hour periods, the shikvazera is still viable. It doesn't become rotted. And since it's still viable, it's metameher. And if it's metameher, it's soifer one day of the Shiva's Nikiyan, right? So therefore we have a problem. Because if Aisha will start the Shiva Nikiyan, and then she'll be following the shikvazera, so that shikvazera, as long as it's within 6 oinus of the last Tashmish Amita, so that shikvazera will take off one day of the Shiva Nikiyan. Right? Is that clear? Yeah? That's the halacha. In Or HaChaim is the famous Mogen Avraham's Kasha, that according to this, Matan Torah is not on Shavuos, Matan Torah is the next day, so we leave that for Shavuos night. But for here, that's the halacha. The halacha is that it's 6 oinus, yeah? And if she were to be part of the Shikvazera in one of those, in the Shiva Nikiyam, within 6 oinus, then that day in the Shiva Nikiyam doesn't count, and therefore we have to try and prevent that somehow. Yeah? Which is why the Mechaber of Tein Shulchan Aruch, which is what we have here next, that you can't make a Hefek Taira within 6 oinus of Tashmish Amita, because if you do, and she's Poilet Shechvazera, then that would cancel the one day of the Shiva Nikim. By the way, the Svarim say that the reason that after 6 oinus, the Shechvazera is not Metame, even though the Shechvazera could come out 2 weeks later too. But since that Shechvazera can no longer be Moilet, it's no longer Metame. The Svarim say that all Tumah is the lack of life. When something could create life, or something is alive, and now it dies, that causes Tumah. Tumah's Mace is like that, Tumah's Metzorah is like that, Poletta Shifazer is also like that, Valkyrie is also like that. The Zera of a person can be Moilet, it comes out, now it dies, can't be Moilet anymore, that creates Tumah. Poletta Shifazer, while it's inside her group, he has the possibility of being Moilet, and he comes out, no longer that possibility, that death creates Tumah. But a Shikvazera that's already older than that, so by the time he comes out, it's already dead, so that doesn't create any sort of Tumah. Okay. Now Shulchan Aruch says like this, Apoleti Shikvazera b'meis v'yos, im hutozayin oinos, leshimusho, so seres oisoyon. So it's within 7 oinos of her Tashmish Amita, I didn't really say, should say vav oinos. But if it's within both oinus of the Tashmish Amita, then it's twice there one day. Lepikav, hameshameshes mitosa. The woman had relations with her husband. Veroaso acharkach, and she immediately saw dam, right at the same time of Tashmish Amita, right afterwards. Uposna, she stopped seeing dam. Eino mascheles, lispor shivas nekiyim, ache yavro oleho vov oinus shlemos, shema tiflet. So she can't start counting Shiva Nikiyam until go by 6 complete oinos, I mean 72 hours. Shema Tifloy, because we are afraid that she'll be toilet Shikvazera. Lefikach, Eino Mascheles Lispor, Ad Yom Hei Leshimusha. So therefore she can't start counting the Shiva Nikiyam until the 5th day from which she had Tashmish Amita. Okay, going. Konos is going to say an example. אם שימשון במוצאי שבת, שיתה שמשמית על מוצאי שבת, אינו מתחילת לפעול עד יום ה', she can't start counting שימה נקיים until Thursday. How, why is that? The קיימלון, אין שכבזר מסיח, אשר יעברו all of שישה אוינו שלמות מהזלג. Yeah, ואם שימשון במוצאי שבת, הוא פוסט הלל דלת, because let's say שיתה שמשמית על מוצאי שבת, and she spoiled את שכבזר על לל דלת. Yeah? So קודם, אין שימושו במוצאי שבת, before the time that she had the Tashmish Amita and Motze Shabbat. Adayin he omedet betach oin ha-shishis le-shimusha le-soyser. So let's make a count. She had Tashmish Amita and Motze Shabbat 8 o'clock. Yeah? And that's when she became a nidah right after. Yeah? So now she has to wait 72 hours before she could start counting the Shiva Nikim, because if she'll be poiled within 72 hours, it'll be soyser one day. So from Sunday night, from Motzei Shabbos 8 o'clock till Sunday night 8 o'clock is 24. Till Monday night 8 o'clock is 48, right? And till Tuesday night 8 o'clock, that's already 72. So she'll be part of Shikvah Zera on Tuesday night, anytime before 8 o'clock. So that Shikvah Zera will be Metameher, which will cancel that day of the Shiva Nikim. So if she were to make a Hefzektaira on Tuesday evening, Leil Revi, they say the Shkias at 6. So she makes a Hefzik Taira at 6 to start counting the Shiva Nikim. And she spoils the Shiva Zera at 7 at night. Right? So then what happens? So then that day the Shiva Nikim can't count. So when could she go ahead and make a Hefzik Taira? So the earliest she can make a Hefzik Taira is on Wednesday evening before 6 o'clock. Because the Shiva Nikim has to be complete from Shkia of the first day to Tesha Kochavim of the last day.
Doesn't it say
in the eighth place?
What do you mean in the eighth place? By 24-hour intervals?
Rabbi's saying
from Shkia to... I'm sorry, what did
Rabbi say? All I said, the Shiva Nikim has to be completely in from the beginning of the day of the Shiva Nikim, which is Shkia, until the end of the last year of the Shiva Nikim, which we machmer to call that Tesha Kochavim and not Shkia, because Minash Moshe is with machmer. So many days, you need Shiva, 7 clean days. So therefore, from whenever she has Tashmish Amita, you have to count 72 hours that you can't make a Hefzik Taira. You can't make a Hefzik Taira 8 o'clock at night, because you're missing 2 hours from the Shiva Nikim. So the earliest Hefzik Taira, according to the Mechaber, would be on Wednesday evening before the Shkia. Is that clear? You're not counting 5 full days. On the 5th day. Now it's Sunday is the first day, Monday is the second day, Tuesday is the third day, Wednesday is the 4th day, the 5th day is the first of the Shiva Nikim. Okay? Right in the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchach Yom Hei Yehi Rishon
LeSfirot. Wednesday Shkia.
Huh?
Wednesday at Shkia.
Shkia, yeah. Now, that's all the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch. And this is important for those that are Sfardim. Because the Sfardim passing like the Mechaber. They have no other Gzeiros on top over here. So that if she had Tashmish Amita, and whenever it is at that time of the Tashmish Amita, she has to become a Nida at that time. So then they have to count 72 hours. After that, before the next year, they can go ahead and make a Hefzik Taira. Now, Bavadi Yosef Dasa in a Tshuva, and Mordechai Eliyahu says so in his Sefer, that the Sfardi should be machmir in this din like the Ramoi for all parties. So now, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is that they can be made like the Mechaber. Here comes a big chumrah for the Ashkenazim in the Ramoi. Ago. The Tisa of Yom Dalet, let's say, here is now explaining to Shulchan Aruch, she makes a Hefzik Taira on Yom Dalet, meaning on Wednesday evening. The Yom Hei, Oile Leminyan, on the 5th day comes to a meaning. The Yeshe Kosu, but adults are right. Shesh Lehamtin Oyo Mecha, that we have to wait another day. We gotta add one more day to this. The Haino, Shalotaschi Limno is at Yom Hashishi, the Huyir Yom Rishon Lesirot. She shouldn't start counting until the 6th day, and that will be the first day of the Sphere. So if she was, Letashmi Shamitom of the Shabbos, so she can make a Hefzik Taira on Wednesday evening, she has to wait till Thursday evening. Why is that? Dechayshina Shema Tishamish Beyom Harishon Ben Hashmoshot Betizbor Shehu Yoim Ve'efsha Shehu Laila. Because we are afraid that she might have Tashmish Amita on the first day, Ben Hashmoshot, meaning around the time of Shkia, and she thinks that it was Beyoim, but the emet is it was Belaila. Which has a case, there won't be any toys, and the counts in the Tumah Tradition. I'll explain what this means. Let's say that this Isha is Tashmish Amita Sunday evening. The Shkia for our purposes is 6 o'clock. Yeah?
Why are we changing?
Because then you have no Gzeiros Ben Hashmoshes if it's 8 o'clock Motzei Shabbos. You want to make it Motzei Shabbos? Okay, make it Motzei Shabbos then 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, Shabbos afternoon. Yeah? Here's Tashmish Shamita. She thinks that it was really 5 minutes to 6. Lemay say it was 5 minutes after 6. Yeah? So if she thinks it's 5 minutes to 6, so let's count 72 hours. 72 hours will come out to be 5 minutes to 6 on which night? Tuesday night. Right? Can she make her entire 5 minutes to 6 Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Yes, she can. It should be for the Shikhwa Zera then. Doesn't matter because it's 72 hours old and it's already Masriya and it's not Tois or any of the Shiva and the Kim. Yeah? But the MS is, when did she have Tashmish Amita? 5 after 6. That was the truth. She made a mistake. So therefore, what if she'll be poiled Shikhwa Zera right after the Hesri Tyra 5 to 6? The Zera is still viable. If the Zera is still viable, it cancels the one day of the Shiva and the Kim. So therefore they said, you can't make the Hefzik Tyra on 5 to 6 on Tuesday, but you have to wait an additional 24 hours and make the Hefzik Tyra the next day, because in case you do that, then you'll never come to any sort of toy. So that's Chumrah number 1 in the Ramah, which is from the Truma Tradition, that you have to always add one day to the counting of the 72 hours. So now instead of being 72 hours, it's really an additional 24 hours after that, which will make it 96 hours minimum. And that's as long as she had Tashmish Amita, and she became a Nida immediately after the Tashmish Amita. Now, we're not counting from when she becomes a Nida, we're counting from when she had Tashmish Amita. So she had Tashmish Amita on Wednesday, and she became a Nida on Motzei Shabbos, then this whole thing is not negated. Right? Because the 72 hours start counting from the Wednesday before. That's the first Chumrah in the Ramah. Right? V'chein noyegin v'chol medinot eilu, and that's how we noyegin Ashkenaz. V'ein l'shanus, and you know how to be meshanus. Then he brings v'esh noshu shenog, we can skip this part of the Ramah, because we not noyeg like that, to wait 7 days. But then, v'yesh shekotlu, 3 lines from the end, the 4th line from the end. Yeah? You have it? And then there are those that write, again the Truma Sadeshan, that we're not the Chalek, whether she had Tashmish Amita, whether she didn't have Tashmish Amita. Because Isha Sheroya Filu Kesef, and any woman who sees even a Kesef, she has to wait 5 days, including the day that she saw, Betifsoik lays Erev, and then she makes her have to tire in the evening, Betifsoik lays Nikim, and she has to count, and she can count this time Nikim, Bechem Noegam in Medinos Eilu Vein Lashanus. And that's the meaning of all Medinos Ashkenaz, Vein Lashanus, and this is a halacha psuk of all the Ashkenazim, and some of the Sfandim are also machmer like this, that is a Gezeira Shimsha, at the Lord Shimsha from the Tumat Adeshan, that we're afraid that she might have had Tashmish Amita, at the exact same time that she becomes a Nida. So even though she hasn't had Tashmish Amita in a month, it doesn't make a difference. We treat it as if she had Tashmish Amita at the time that she became a Nida. So therefore, she becomes a Nida on Shabbos 8 o'clock. The earliest Hesetara she can make is on when? So you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evening will be the earliest Hesetara, because you have added one day. Shema, she would have become Het Tashmish Amita Beina Shmosh. Now, there are exceptions to this rule, and there are very few, so we can finish it off tonight, so we can start with the Shiva Nikim next week. The exception to the rule is as follows. If Aisha could not have possibly had Tashmish Amita because the halacha did not let her. Yeah? But not because she couldn't, because her husband was in China on a business. But she couldn't because the halacha did not let. I'll give you a moshul. We'll learn 2 weeks from now, or maybe even starting next week, part of it, by the way. Vestas. So in the Issa of Vest, you know, not to Tashmish Amita when the time comes that she's expecting to get her period. Yeah? Why did she get the period at that time? Yeah? So then that day, when she couldn't have Tashmish Amita, counts towards this Gezeg. Because she couldn't have been have Tashmish Amita. I'll give you another case, which is a more common case. Let's say she started counting the Shiva Nikim. And on the fourth day, she makes a bedika, or she starts seeing down again. She doesn't have to wait the 5 days again. But when it's not possible to have Tashmish Amita al Bidin, then you don't have to wait an additional 5 days. There's other example. Aisha who becomes a Nida on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is not allowed to have Tashmish Amita. So that day counts towards the 5 days, since at the halacha, she could not have had Tashmish Amita. And Tisha B'av, the same thing. Rachmanu Litzvan, Aisha is a novel. Or if her husband is a novel. Yeah? So in such a case, you could not have Tashmish Amita. So in all those cases, those days do count towards the 5 days, and she doesn't have to add an additional 5 days, or 2 days, whatever amount of days she would have to count. Is that clear? But it's not clear. As soon as she's clean. I mean, in the case of Rachmanis, son of Avedus. The case of Yom Kippur, she'll have 4 days. In the case of Avedus. So, yes, 7 days. Let's say she has. Let's say she becomes a leader on the fifth day of the availment of Hanukkah, right? So she hasn't been able to then. President of Noble, not allowed to have Tashmish Amita.
Well, let's say it's on the first day.
Then you have to add 4 days. If it was on the third day, then you got to add 2 days. If it's on the seventh day, you have to add nothing. Yeah?
So
you keep it, you can take off 1 day. That's it, right? No! Yom Kippur plus 4 days plus Shiva Nikim. Huh? Because she may have had Erev Yom Kippur Tashmish Amita. Right? Let me make that clear. You need 5 days. If Aisha, her husband is in China, right? And he hasn't been around for a half a year. And she wants to go to the mikvah and she sees down. She has to wait 5 and 7. Makes no difference that it was impossible to have Tashmish Amita physically. The only time it makes a difference is that the halacha you couldn't have Tashmish Amita. That the halacha they couldn't have Tashmish Amita, so every day that they couldn't have Tashmish Amita takes off 1 of the 5 days. As long as it continues. In other words, if she becomes a Nida on Yom Kippur, so then Yom Kippur takes off 1 day. She becomes a Nida the day after Yom Kippur, then it doesn't take off anything because they couldn't have Tashmish Amita lots of Yom Kippur. Right? The same thing with Avelos, the same thing with Vessels, the same thing with Tisha B'Av. Anytime they couldn't, I'll be halacha. Huh? Kala doesn't need 5 days. That's right, because the Kala couldn't have Tashmish Amita. Kala has no reason to wait 5 days. As soon as she's clean, she can start counting the Shiva Nikim. So now we're choshed that she might be poilet chip with Zera. Now, the Shah points out, he asks Akasha, why don't you just choshed and take off 1 day? Why do we go ahead and make her wait 72 hours, right? Let's just make 8 days, Nikim. Let's add 1 day. This is because it's possible to be poilu chikvazera all 3 days. That's after you're going to be poilu chikvazera 1 day. You could be poilu chikvazera, a woman could be poilu chikvazera every day of 3 days. So really you have to take off all 3 days in order before you can start counting the Shiva Nikim. So that's the din of poilu chikvazera. The program next week will start with the Shiva Nikim, and then Vestas, and then the Mitzvah, and that'll be it.
We're fine.
Yeah.